are now tuned in to The Raymundo Show. History in the making. A man with a master plan to inspire, make you laugh, spread love around the world. The Brooklyn Way. Give it up for your host, Raymundo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's happening? What's going on? It's your host, Raymundo, and we got another banger for you today. But of course, this is the Raymundo Show, where we try to relate, try to motivate, and have a good-ass time. This is episode 12. Come and talk to me. And it's about communication, y'all. Shit is more important than we know. Let's get it.
Turn it up.
It's Raymundo's quote of the day.
This quote is by Tony Robbins, which is a legend in the guru game. And it's crazy. The first time I ever saw him was Shallow Hal. And I didn't even know what job he had. Like, what was he doing? I had no idea that one day I would be striving to do the same thing. So it's fire. But it's an honor to be able to use one of his quotes. To effectively communicate, we must realize that we are all different in the way that we perceive the world and use this understanding as a guide to our communication with others. Wow. It's crazy, right? Because I feel like we don't always take a step back and look. Like, yo, we all see things differently because we've all learned to perceive perception differently. I will never forget the first time I heard perception is reality. But as far as communication goes, I feel like that's how we can get farther. If we can understand where the other person is coming from and try to see it, try to see how they see it. Right? Because, shit, you don't want to like jump to conclusion or tell somebody something they wasn't ready to hear just because you're there. There's a lot to empathize when it comes to communication. But it's like people are known for loving to speak about themselves, which is something sometimes I find trouble doing when I'm doing these episodes. I'm trying to make sure if I do mention myself, it's a way to help you out and let you see how you can relate. But communication, man, so important. There's relationships that ended sooner, business partners that never got to see ideas flourish. So much can get disrupted by not properly communicating how you feel and being able to be on the same page with the person you're trying to be on the same page with, you know, especially when it comes to some type of goal. I'm gonna speak about the four different types of communication. There's probably more, but these are the ones that I've been able to notice. The more I start learning about it, I'm able to identify what type of communication I use regularly, and we'll get to mine, but I wanna go in order. First I wanna talk about is passive communication. Usually people who use a lot of passive communication always put the needs of others first. They'll say things to make themselves feel better, not speaking up for themselves and really saying how they feel, and they'll just go along with the ride. Because I used to be like that when I was younger. There's a lot of shit that I didn't want to do, but I just, you know, I always wanted to be the cool dude. So I let a lot of shit happen when I was younger that I definitely would not let happen now. And sometimes people still think you like that. You got to remind them. So pretty much, yeah, you just allow people, like, you just be passive about it. You want to be cool about it, which in the long run, it leads to misunderstanding and anger buildup, resentment. All that times you said yes when you really wanted to say no, that shit just build up. So you were better off just saying how you feel instead of being passive to keep the person. Because you really want to keep a person that you just can't let them know how you feel? That's passive. And then we got aggressive, where you just straight up don't give a fuck about what anybody got to say. You just say how you feel no matter what in a very aggressive tone, where not only can you hear it, you can feel it. Yeah, which I've been also responsible. So when I feel truly about something, I'm a very passionate person. Everything I do, pretty much I do it with passion. So you see why my lady's happy. But anyway, yeah, everything I do with passion. So sometimes I can come off aggressive, especially when I know I'm right. Or I also get aggressive with people that think there's only one way of viewing something and their way is the only correct way. Now, I feel like ignorant will be maybe too much of a word, but I'm gonna go with ignorant. That's some ignorant shit. You're not empathizing at all. you're no better than the government, the presidents that just make decisions based off money and power. Like, you just, there's no substance. You don't have to agree. What I'm saying is, see from the other person's view. Everyone had different values, expectations, different morals, ethics. You got to find a way to make it work. If you want to deal with the person, if you just see that you got too much disagreements, that you're just going to be telling how each other how you feel all day and it's just not going to work, then you already know. But at least you know, you don't have to be passive and let that shit build up. Because when you're in between the two, I feel like, of course, it's passive aggressive, which is the one I hate. Yo, we all know, we've all had that manager. Like, just tell me straight up. Passive aggressive got to be probably like the most hated fucking way of communication, because it's so fake and you can't, it's so obvious. It's like Captain Obvious. Don't you love that commercial, Captain Morgan? Where it's like Captain Obvious. He always states the obvious. But there's different forms of communication. What I'm gonna talk about is in person, which anything serious, anything detrimental to any situation, anything of any significance, importance, should definitely just be told in person. If you want to feel someone's authenticity or how real they are, how they would really react, in person is the best thing. Business, certain business meetings should be done in person. Proposals. Hey, now with this whole corona thing, in person might not be the best, but just certain things, I would just say, hey, if you can wait, because some things are just better said in your face, son. In faces, like maces. Now you got texting, right? Which texting is like the easiest one to just avoid any type of silence or uncomfortable conversation. I mean, you could say lovely things, but the first time someone tells me they miss me, I would like to hear it than see it through a text. Texting is dope that we can communicate like that, but text can lead to confusion. Texting creates and by nature almost encourages poor grammar habits, because text messaging cannot accurately convey tone, emotion, facial expressions, gestures, body language, eye contact, oral speech, or face-to-face conversation. It's likely messages will be misinterpreted or misunderstood. I think that's all that needs to be said about texting. It started anything through text. I'm not saying they can go bad. I'm not saying they can't go good. I'm just saying certain things you should not text, because you can't really tell. Unless they put in all caps, you cannot tell shit. You know what I mean? Like, there's certain things that should be done. You don't propose through text. You don't do a lot of things through social media. You shouldn't confront a person through social media. Yeah. But y'all know, Yo Gotti told y'all, it goes down in the DM. It's another way of a communication, because since everyone likes to be distracted, it's a great way to be distracted together. I know for me, it lets me keep in touch with the people that, like, it's hard to keep in touch text or phone call wise. You know, it's a picture, it's right on the spot, bang, bada bing, bada boom. But social media just gives you a whole bunch of different ways of communicating. Even if it's on a serious level, again, I wouldn't consider any life-changing things be spoken through there. When people text or write me something in social media that I know that they can text me or call me about it, you didn't have to put this on my comment. You could have hit me up on the side. I don't know if you ever saw Black Mirror. I feel like one day it's going to be like one of those episodes where everything depends on how social media famous you are. Like, that shit pays for everything. That's it. Everything's social media. There's going to be other apps. It's going to be other ways for us to communicate. Maybe some hologram shit. Shit is just going to keep getting better and better, especially with technology. I'm pretty sure they got the technology already ready, but as comfortable as they feel like sharing it with us. You know what I mean? But yeah, there's also email, which email is more for the business side. But email, you know, a lot of people don't change their email. They be having email for 20 years. So email's cool, because you get to probably find the long lost friend that changed their name on Facebook because they don't want everybody to find their ass and shit like that. You know, a lot of y'all do that shit. Like, yo, son, ain't nobody call you Jimmy Smoke in fucking high school. Fuck out of here. Our society's patience is low as fuck. We so used to getting things faster now. I mean, and it's crazy because it's probably only going to get faster. I don't know how fast with this corona shit, but yeah. And mail, unless they in another country or they in jail, I don't see. see why you gotta mail anybody some shit. I feel like that's definitely like mailing a letter to someone is some VCR shit. That shit is, yeah, I don't see no reason to it. Like I said, unless or if you have a pen pal, you know what I'm saying? Something like that. I remember when I was 8, I had a fucking pen pal. I forgot where homie was from. I think he was from India or some shit. I don't remember his name, but I remember that was the project. But yeah, either all these things are a way of communication. You just gotta find the one that works effectively for you and what gets your message across and get things clear. Besides, in person, FaceTime is the only one I can see that it's the clearest. But hey, some of you know how to, I got this gift to read, understand tones, and y'all can tell by the periods and the commas. So yo, keep doing that. Let me know how that works. But let's go into a break. I think I spoke enough about this shit. Let's get it.
Now a word from our sponsors.
Don't touch that dial.
Today is a great day to start your own podcast. Whether you're looking for a new marketing channel, have a message you want to share with the world, or just think it would be fun to have your own talk show, podcasting is an easy, inexpensive, and fun way to expand your reach online. Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and best way to launch, promote, and track your podcast. From my personal experience, I was so lost once I started my podcast journey, but once I found Buzzsprout, it made everything just so smooth. Your show can be online and listed on all major podcast directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and new to the list, Amazon Podcasts, and many, many more. Within minutes of finishing your recording, boom, everywhere you have your podcast listed and on the personal website Buzzsprout gives you. Podcasting isn't hard when you have the right partners, and the team at Buzzsprout is passionate about helping you succeed. Join over 100,000 podcasters already using Buzzsprout to get their message out to the world. Let's create something together. Start your podcast today and get a $20 Amazon gift card. All you have to do is click the link at www.theraymundoshow.com and let's Buzzsprout know that we sent you, and it also supports my show. Buzzsprout, the easiest way to start a podcast.
Turn it up.
Yeah, we back like the Animaniacs. I'm so happy they back though. That shit, I forgot. I didn't even realize how real that show was. They be saying some real shit. Shout out to Jacko Wacko and their lovely sister Doc. So I wanted to start off with the importance of communication. Now, think about it. We all can't do things alone. Information has to be passed back and forth. So some of the greatest inventions, documents, shows required good communication. Certain battles have been won, and I'm sure the ones that were lost were because of bad communication. I mean, look at what we're going through right now. We have this virus. It affects certain people. We don't know if it's really in the air. We would like better communication so we can feel at ease. The air traffic controller, they have to make sure planes don't cross each other's path so there won't be no accidents that way. So imagine if their communication was off by the slightest. There's people's lives that depend on communication. So if you don't think it's important, then I understand. I didn't think it was important at once upon a time, but I'm in the world of podcasting. I want to be a life coach. I want to help people. So I want to make sure I can communicate effectively. I speak to people. I always try to relate. Sometimes I could be in my own head, I'll be honest, or think that you have the same capabilities, exact capabilities as me. But everyone does things in their own ways, in their own times. And like I said, I don't regret ever being overly, I guess, passionate about wanting my friends or people I know to succeed. I mean, I plan on work on everything. I want to be the best, so I have to work harder than the people that are better than me right now. And you know, like Barney from How I Met Your Mother would say, challenge accepted. Another important thing about communication, it keeps love alive. We don't know when we're gonna have our last conversation with people, especially the ones we're really close to. So being able to always let them know how you feel, it's something you won't regret doing. Give yourself more chances to make more memories with that person. Reminds me of my cousin, Uncle Carlos. Rest in peace. Passed after 2 days after my other uncle. Yeah, man, just try to make sure you don't take your loved ones for granted. Another reason it's important is just keeps things going together. Businesses, sports team, any type of organization. The list goes on and on. You know, the people that have been able to, companies or groups that have been able to rise in their individual fields, found effective ways of communication to get what they needed to get done. Shit, military. You imagine that guy gives the man to an airstrike at the wrong place? Understand what I'm saying? Like, wow, it's just, I mean, you had a president that told us that we should take Lysol. So yeah, I'm just trying to show, yo, communication is important, man, in every level, in all, like, in all relationships. There's relationships that were lost just because one didn't communicate properly or respected the idea or saying of another. Like, they probably could have had the best marriage, the best kids, the best everything, but just they couldn't find a way to speak to each other. Or how about this? How about two people that it was almost love at first sight, but they spoke different languages? And I think, you know, that shouldn't be a way to stop it. We got Google Translator, you know what I'm saying? Shit, in friendships, which we all know, as you grow, you lose friends, you gain friends. One thing I've been going through recently, and you know, I'm still Ray, but just with a different, I have a different attitude and outlook towards things. And some of my friends of that I knew since before I had my awakening, it's just been hard to stay on the same page because I just think and speak differently, and we bump heads, and it happens, you know what I'm saying? But if we can find a way to communicate, if we can find a way to talk, and just see how we doing and have some laughs, why not, man? Your parents, your loved ones, your family. It's like there's certain family members that there's just nobody like them, you know, mother, father. But I just feel like, hey, depending on the importance of your love towards them, I feel like whatever y'all don't agree on is worth to find the most effective way of letting each other know how you feel, whether you agree or not. Because that's your mom, that's your dad. God forbid they pass away, you're going to feel bad. And I know there's parents that don't talk to their kids. Like, yo, you brought them here. Shit, I feel like it's really up to you to check up on them. I can't speak for everybody. I just know my nieces, my god kids, they're the only ones that get, I'm calling to check up on them no matter what. They don't have to check up on me. I'm good. But I know they come from people I love. They were born me loving them, and through what they've been, what they haven't been, always gonna love these kids regardless how they come out to be funky with it. Even if some of them don't even really want to talk to me. Business relationships, there's a lot of dope ideas that have come out and will continue to come out because ideas, different interests, different perception, we're able to effectively work together to give us what we have now. No one does it by themselves. Being able to get to the end goal and make clear what you want, regardless of your background and differences, is a magical thing. Actors go through it all the time. There's actors that they don't love, they hate each other, but you would not know because the movie came out fire. You know what I'm saying? They found a way to communicate for the greater good. Regardless of the relationship, if you both love each other, you'll both find a way to click. Y'all find a way to make it work. Like I said, in everything, business, romance, platonic, hey, if there's a love, there's a way. Sometimes they're not even love. You just probably just like talking to that person. That person likes talking to you. Eventually, it might turn into love. You never know. There's a lot of effects to having bad communication where there's just certain words that you can't take back. That's why it's really, really important to think before you speak. I've heard this many times. Sometimes I forget that and just speak my mind. But for the most part, especially now with my recent interactions, but that didn't go how I would have liked, just for me, it's always just a learning experience. And how can I be better? That's the thing I like about myself. I take accountability. Yeah, it's my fault. Yeah, I did it. I'm responsible, but I'm not gonna dwell on it. And it's crazy. Some people, I've met people that are mad that you're not dwelling on it, that you're not sitting there pulling your fucking toupee out. You know, so don't get that shit either. How you not mad that I'm mad? Why you mad that I'm not mad? I know what I did wrong. Now I'm happy because I know I'm about to solution the fuck out this shit. I'm about to give my solution, about to be so crazy, like it's gonna feel eye drop caps. Yeah, man. Bad communication doesn't help anybody. There's movies that we were looking forward to seeing that got canceled. There's probably events that were supposed to happen that got canceled because of bad communication, or loves that could have blossomed and grown to be another Notebook, one that we could have spoke about. Could have been the Notebook. Could have. It could have been the fucking Diary.
How about new?
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's not bad communication. Sometimes it's just not meant to be. No matter how much you want to talk to that person, get along with that person, there you have to realize there was once love, but now it has become a lesson. And all you could do is move on and cherish and appreciate the moments you had. And as far as like business, hey, a lot of great people fail. But then once they realize that communication is just as important as the other factors, shit, it got added to being worked on. Think about it. If the Power Rangers didn't have the watches that they could communicate with Alpha Alpha, how would they know they were in danger? Oh, man. I'm going to end it with this. When there's bad reception, can't really hear it. You can't understand. When there's bad communication, it's like having bad reception. So be clear, be real, find one that's effective, and then find out why is it important for you to say what you want to say the way you want to, through the means that you want to say it in or by. Just know you will gain people through this. You will lose people through this. But one thing you will not lose, lessons you learn from. We used to ask our parents for things differently. Then we had to learn how to speak to our teachers. And as we got older, we had to learn how to conduct ourselves in the workplace. And through life, we found love and different people that go through us in this journey. And sometimes, shit, somebody might say something that might affect your whole life. So communication is just, it's powerful on all levels, all relationships, to the deaf, to the blind. It's the reason why everything is intact to some degree. As you can see, the injustice still happening. There's communication, but there's just lack of giving a fuck about us. Cause hey, the proof is in the pudding, ask Cosby. I just hope you really understand the importance of being able to talk, being able to exchange information and ideas, regardless the difference in your backgrounds, the difference in your perceptions, the differences in how you perceive the world and how you apply action going forward from here. I hope this was helpful, man, because you don't want to lose people. You don't have to. I mean, if you lose them and how easily you lose them kind of lets you know, but there's certain people that you want to give it the right chance. And shit, remember, there was a person that got rich because he spoke to the right person. Like Bill Gates got teamed up with his boys. They found a way to get in front of 1,200 investors. 900 said no. 300 said yes. And I'm using the fucking Microsoft computer. But, you know, call to action, final say. This is how we do it. It's the Raymundo way. It's time for that. I really love and appreciate feedback, any good or bad. You can send me an email at mundo@theraymundoshow.com. Listen to any of my podcasts or leave any feedback on the website, which is www.theraymundoshow.com. You can reach me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, @theraymundoshow.com. And if you want to be part of history, you can donate on PayPal, Cash App, Venmo, anywhere where money and help is accepted. Appreciate you always, Mundo.
Subscribe now.
Raymundo's final say.
Turn it up.
Communication is all around us, but somehow it's underrated. It's important to think before you speak. We can't rewind our words. You have to just let it play out like kids at recess. Always say what you mean and mean what you say. Only you can define what that is. Everybody hears, but not everybody listens. Take a step back before you judge. We all have our own story. Always try to empathize, because a joke you think is funny could be someone else's. That's it. So make sure you talk the talk, walk the walk. Say it with your chest. Always be real. Practice being assertive. And like a wise Porky Pig once said,
that's all, folks.
But this was a great episode. Thanks again for tuning in. Till next Tuesday, peace, love, mundo, the fuck out.